It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent podcasts, our most recent op-eds. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well, and we'd appreciate it if you would go over to Facebook and give us a like. It is the day after Thanksgiving. In studio with me is my friend, Marshall Dawson. He is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North. Did you have plenty of turkey?
Boy, Kim, I'll tell you what, that was almost too much.
You know, there's a lot to be thankful for, and this show, we're going to focus on being grateful. And in the third and fourth segment, a number of our colleagues from Liberty Toastmasters will be calling in to do their table topics regarding being grateful. So I'm excited about that, Marshall.
I am, too. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, gratitude is something that I feel is uniquely human, and being able to recognize that, being able to see it, makes us better people.
It does make us better people. And in all that's happened in 2020, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, but we have a lot to be grateful for. And I'm excited to do this show. And that's why we have Thanksgiving as well, is to stop and pause and thank our Creator for all of the blessings that we have. Before we get into everything here in the show, we'll be talking with Hal Van Herkey and Lauren Levy and Karen Levine, Jason McBride, and our Liberty Toastmasters friends as well. But I thought it would be very appropriate to actually quote Ralph Smedley. He was born in 1878. He died in 1965. And Marshall, he was the founder of Toastmasters International. And in 1903, after graduating from Wesleyan University in Bloomington, Illinois, Smedley took a job as director of education for the local Young Men's Christian Association. Realizing that the older boys who visited the YMCA needed training and communication, he began a public speaking club. Smedley called his group the Toastmasters Club because the activities resembled a banquet with toasts and after-dinner speakers. The boys enjoyed taking turns making speeches and evaluating them, as well as presiding at the weekly meetings. And that is how Toastmasters was born. Did you know that?
Frankly, I didn't know it was that long ago. When you said 1903, that's the year that my great aunt was born. So, you know, often I think back.
Did she vote in this election?
I haven't checked yet. She would have voted Democrat, though.
I'm sure. I'm sure. But yeah, it's been around for a long time. It's helped many, many people get their voices and communicate. So this is his quote, Marshall Dawson. Understanding comes through communication, and through communication, we find the way to peace. What do you think about that?
Wow, I think so many things. You know, if we look back to this election and some of the things that we predicted would happen, some of the things that we didn't predict, if we game out how the other side was going to come at us, and we try to think, well, how do we combat that? All the options that I look at aren't good. Right? The left sometimes wants violence. That's not the right answer. I think the only reason the only option that we have is to communicate. The only option we have is to win that argument. That's the way that we get to peace ultimately.
Well, and Ronald Reagan brought down the Berlin Wall with words. Words are so important. Ultimately, it does come down to words, and I would hope a communication. But many times, and we see this threat in America right now, Marshall Dawson, of violence. The left says if we don't win, we're going to destroy things. But yet we realize if they do win, they are going to destroy things as well, whether or not it is with physical destruction or with policy. Either way, and that's why we have to be prepared. We have to understand these ideas. We have to be able to communicate them. And that is why Toastmasters is so important.
It really is. So no matter who gets sworn in January, we need for the other side, the reasonable people on the other side, to be able to hear some of our arguments and to be able to say, you know, that does make sense. These people who are causing all this violence, those aren't our people. And we need your help. We all need to work together to shut that down. If you look at what's been happening with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, they're saying, you know, we don't care that Biden won. they're protesting Biden right now. So it's
a dangerous time we're in right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's right.
Very dangerous time. And Liberty Toastmasters, I'm a member of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. You are Liberty Toastmasters North. People can get more information by going to the the Toastmasters website and putting in Liberty Toastmasters, and it'll bring up our clubs. But Liberty Denver meets the first and third Saturdays of each month. And then Liberty North meets the second and fourth Saturdays of each month. And Marshall, we love to have guests.
That's right. Guests are always welcome. We are always welcoming to guests. We ask that you get there a few minutes early. We'll chit-chat a little bit, and we'll get your name and info and give you a name badge. So, yeah.
And we don't always agree. The speeches, we may not always agree with each other, but yet we are able to have respectful dialogue, evaluate speeches. We all want to get better. We want to get our brains around these ideas. And that is why I think that Ralph C. Smedley back in 1903, what he created is something that has really been great for people to find their voices.
Yeah, that's right. And you think about our evaluations and things like that, we never evaluate the contents of people's speeches. People, when they're giving their speeches, have a specific project that they're working on, specific skills that they're trying to work on. So we evaluate their presentation against those projects and not on what they say.
Well, I really hope that people will join us, because more and more of us need to find our voices, and we need to be able to communicate with our friends, our family, and our colleagues. That is how we are going to keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Absolutely.
And before we get any further into the show, as you know, I get to work with a lot of great people, and that is producer Steve and Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Producer Steve, how was your Thanksgiving?
Well, in light of all the fun we're having across our culture right here in Colorado land, it was good. I guess I went into it with the right mindset that, you know, some of the suggestions that politicians are giving us, it just didn't set well. And I know I'm not alone in that. So we made the best of it. We did a little driving to other parts of the state. And actually, we hit two different gatherings.
Okay.
Am I allowed to confess that here?
I don't know if you are or not, but you just did.
Yeah, too late.
Okay, question. Who's the best cook in your family?
Oh, my. I mean,
Because you like to cook, right?
Yeah, and that's where my bias is going to come through. I'm going to, okay, I'm going out on a limb here. I am.
Okay, and what's your specialty?
Oh, my. It's grown. Oh, yeah, I think the deal is there were two men in my growing up years who liked to cook, and that influenced me. I mean, there's so many guys I run into, they can't boil water and scoff at the very idea. And I like to cook, so it works well.
Have you ever made a turkey?
Oh, yeah. Although I'll tell you this. Yesterday, I wasn't the turkey cooker, but I have been in many years in the past, and I have discovered some incredible things. Brining is the way to go. You've got to brine a turkey. However you're going to cook it, you know, if you're going to roast it in the oven or smoke it or whatever, fine. But you got to brine it first.
Too bad we didn't do this show the day before Thanksgiving so people could have that helpful hint from producer Chef Steve.
It would have lined up well with Jason's turkey stocks on Wednesday, yes.
That's for sure. My specialty is green bean casserole and pies. I can make great pies. Although pies, I find the pie crust, I can get out of practice. I typically only make pies around the 4th of July, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. And so it takes me a little bit to remember to work with the crust. But I'm a really good pie maker.
Well, I make crust, you know, from scratch. It's something that my mom taught me. I watched her do it, and it's so simple. And there are other people who stare at me. It's like, you made this crust? It's like, yeah. It's not that hard. But and something unusual, our neighbor came over to us a couple of weeks ago, and she was kind of like, oh, well, I'm going to have my, she has a huge family. I mean, she's now a great grandma, having the family over, and she's, I got desserts, but the thought of baking anything. Well, my wife makes a pecan pie that'll knock your socks off. And next thing you know, she's being chartered to make pies for this lady. So
she didn't just drop by to say hello. She had an ulterior motive.
Well, now she called earlier this week, and she said, what, you know, she's asking my wife for what, I'll provide all the ingredients. You just tell me what to get. So she was, you know, very supportive in that regard.
Okay.
I think just grateful for somebody who would do it.
Oh, that's good. And speaking of that, Producer Steve, today the show, we're focusing on gratitude. What would your comments be regarding gratitude?
Maybe this is going to sound strange. Grateful for a very good memory, because I go back, you know, I'm not afraid to put myself out there. I'm in my 60s, and I go back to the Thanksgivings of 60 plus years ago, and I can still remember these large gatherings, and so grateful for those memories of so many people who are not here anymore.
You know, I'm the same way. On my paternal side, I'm one of 24 grandchildren, and I remember those Thanksgivings as well. And we were able to, my grandparents, you could run around the house, and we used to play the game Annie, Annie Over. Do you remember that game by any chance?
That must be a Kansas specialty. Okay. I'm from Pennsylvania.
What you would do is throw the ball over the house, and you'd have your teams on each side. And if, in fact, your side caught the ball, the other side would never know. If they caught the ball, then we would sneak around and you'd try to get the other side. And if you touched them, then they became part of your side. It was, I loved it. It was a lot of fun. And it was one ball and a bunch of kids, and we got creative.
In today's world of, you know, trusting the other side, that you're politically, I'm speaking of, how can you trust anybody for anything?
That's for sure. And valued partner of the Kim Munson Show and America's Veteran Stories, which we're bringing over to KLZ 560 at the beginning of the year, is Hal Van Herke. He is the owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool. Hal, it's great to see you.
Great to be here.
And did you have a good Thanksgiving?
We did. We had a great Thanksgiving. We always celebrate it with family. This year was a little different. We did a hybrid approach. Everybody stayed with their immediate nuclear family at home, and we got together via Zoom, even though we're all getting a little tired of Zoom at this point. But it worked out well. We got to see everybody. Everybody stayed safe. We played it safe with the COVID thing and everything, but didn't sacrifice any of our get-together or time with each other or our traditions or anything. So. It worked out.
The only thing would be is if somebody is a better pumpkin pie maker than another, then maybe the pies didn't match up or something.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky. We've got a lot of people in our family who can cook.
Who can cook. Okay, yeah, so yeah. Nobody was left out then.
Nobody's left out for sure.
Okay. So, Hal Van Herke, we have Marshall Dawson in studio with us, and he is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North. And what do you think about Toastmasters?
Yeah, I did Toastmasters early on in my business career. It was always encouraged. Everybody who was my mentor encouraged me to do that. I think that public speaking is a really powerful thing. I probably wouldn't be doing this if I didn't have, you know, the confidence that Toastmasters gave me, even though this is a different type of public speaking. But my daughter's going through it right now in college, and she loves it. And that's kind of taken her out of her shell and given her more confidence. So I think it benefits you in a lot of ways in life, not just in terms of public speaking, which is a powerful, important skill of its own, especially if you want to influence people, change their way of thinking, be a leader, et cetera. It's very important to be able to communicate that way, but also gives you the confidence to do things in other aspects of your life. Public speaking is one of the things that people fear the most. Mm-hmm. It's one of those top fears, you know, higher in some people's list than dying. You know, but so if you can get over that, it's a good confidence builder.
And it's been the same for me. As far as if it wasn't for Toastmasters, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing here on the radio and communicating these ideas, engaging in this battle of ideas that is raging in our country right now is so, so important. But let's go over to Castlegate Knife and Tool. It's a small business. It's a family-owned business. It was a whole family endeavor to get this new website up and going. You're located right in Sedalia, Colorado. And I'd highly recommend that people make a trip out there this weekend. Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, Small Business Saturday. And we have a special going on that it's in-store only, that if you buy one item, then you get the next item of equal or lesser value for 50% off. And that's in-store only. So buy one knife, get the 50% off the next one.
Okay, and that's on Small Business Saturday.
Small Business Saturday, but we're doing it on Sunday, and we'll even probably cheat and do it for you on Cyber Monday, too, if you stop by.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you get to
We're not proud.
Yeah, you get to make that decision because you're the owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool.
Yes, and if you can't make it to Sedalia, which is about 15 minutes south of Highlands Ranch, you can always see us at www.castlegate.com. And we've got specials going on there, too.
Okay. And the special, though, for this is in-store
only. Okay. Yep, we want to encourage people to come in and check out the store, build relationships with our customers. About way over 50% of our business comes from repeat business and repeat customers. Okay. So
I can see that. And it's worth it. And then there's some great bars and restaurants in Sedalia, so you can have lunch. Or you can stop by Hooters Restaurants before you head out to Sedalia. The theme for this week, though, changing gears just a little bit, Hal Van Herke, has been gratitude. And just sitting down and thinking about all that we have that we are grateful for. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's one of the best things about Thanksgiving as a holiday is that, you know, if you're doing it right, it gives you time to think about, you know, what's important to you and to be grateful. And so, you know, I'm always grateful. This year, I'm grateful that I'm still here. You know?
Aren't we all?
And I'm grateful that my family's still here, my business is still here, and we've made it through this much of 2020 so far, and you know, hopefully making it through the rest. And but every year, I always come back to the same thing, which is I'm really grateful for family. I was lucky that I had two great parents that raised us right, you know, instilled traditional American values in us, you know. Encouraged us to, you know, to believe in God and to, you know, be part of a religion and everything. We were raised Catholic in our case. And I think it's really important. And that's extended out to our extended family that lives all over the Denver metro area now. And we get together every Thanksgiving and we have a lot of fun. And we're lucky we don't have a lot of drama or strife in our family.
You're lucky.
Yeah, we all know families that that's not the case. But we have a little bit, but we put it on the back burner when we get together.
Awesome.
Yeah, so very grateful for family. That's what I always come back to.
Okay, and I'm grateful for my great partners, and Castlegate Knife and Tool is a great partner of the Kim Munson Show. It's great to do this together.
Thank you, Kim.
And before we go to break, though, I want to give a shout out to Hooters Restaurants, another great partner. And they have five locations: Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. And they have specials. They have to-go specials. With all that's going on, it's great to stop by and pick up something, take it home. They have great barbecue shrimp. But be sure and check out their website. It's HootersColorado.com for more information. That's HootersColorado.com. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter, and you'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests and our podcasts and all the things that's going on. And go over to Facebook and give us a like as well. There is so much to be grateful for. I hope you're grateful for this show. I am grateful for each of you listeners. You each have a purpose, strive for excellence, take care of heart, soul, mind, and body. Another thing that I am very grateful for is all of my sponsors that bring this show to you. And one of my valued sponsors is Lauren Levy. He is a mortgage specialist with Polygon Financial Group. Lauren Levy, happy Thanksgiving week.
Hey, same to you, Kim. Happy Thanksgiving.
Did you have a lot to eat yesterday?
Of course. You've seen me in person, Kim. Many of your listeners have not, but there's very few days that I don't have enough to eat.
Well, there's a lot to be grateful for, and this show is totally focused on gratitude, being grateful. What's your thoughts on that, Lauren Levy?
Well, this year especially, I guess there's a couple things that come to mind. Number one, just health. You know, I don't know that many people that have had this virus. I've heard obviously all the stories, but for my family and extended family, so far so good, which I'm very grateful for. And then I know there's a lot of people in different industries that have been really hurting, but in the industry that I happen to be in, which is mortgage finance, it's been a pretty big year. So very grateful for that as well.
And it has been a really interesting year in the mortgage financing industry, and there's a lot for people to be grateful for because they can lock in really low rates, which could change their life over the life of their loan.
That's right. We've been talking about this for a long time. Rates have stayed low and seemingly will remain that way as the Federal Reserve says they don't plan to raise rates until, you know, 2023. We'll see. The stock market's doing well, but there's other pockets of the economy that maybe aren't as well. And with looming shutdowns again and things, it's always a great time if you can to lock in these rates and start saving money now.
And Lorne, I always say when opportunity knocks, answer the door. But I think we as human beings many times procrastinate and say, oh, why didn't I do that? That is never the conversation you want to have with yourself. Why didn't I? Blah, blah, blah. And I think that is the case with refinancing a mortgage. Or one other thing, with interest rates so low, it's a little bit of a whammy for people that are on fixed incomes. But there's something to be grateful for, and that is reverse mortgages.
That's right. You're very right with that. Fixed rates. Interest rates in general on investments have gone down to where they pay, you know, some of the lowest they've paid. And so people have been looking for ways to get additional income or cut bills. And a reverse mortgage allows people to do that in certain circumstances. And they are a good tool for a lot of people to utilize to either eliminate a mortgage payment to have more money or just have access to more cash in a lot of cases.
And I would recommend that people reach out to you to check this out. Your phone number over there, Lorne, is 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881. And Lorne, I am so grateful for you. You are a partner on both of my shows, the Kim Munson Show, as well as America's Veteran Stories, which we're bringing that over to KLZ beginning 2021 in January. I so appreciate your partnership and I'm very grateful for you.
Well, thank you, Kim. The feeling's mutual, and I appreciate working with you.
Okay. You have a great day.
You as well.
And on the line with me is another one of my great valued sponsors that I am very grateful for, and that is Karen Levine. You know her. She is an award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. We have been friends for, gosh, over 30 years, and I'm so grateful for that friendship as well. Karen Levine, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was delightful. I am down in Texas, in Stephenville, enjoying
freedom.
Nice weather, and some horseback riding.
Sounds like a great day. And we're talking today on the show about gratitude, Karen Levine. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I jotted down a couple of things that I'm very grateful for, and sort of starting the big picture, I'm very grateful for America and to live in America, and there will be a time where we will be the land of the free and the brave again. And with that said, one of the basic rights we have in America that I'm grateful for is property ownership. And I am very fortunate that I get to help people achieve that American dream of home ownership, helping them buy a home or sell their home and move in to a different place or move down, move up, move across the nation. It's just been a real gift to me to have that privilege to help people.
Karen, I have lived in apartments, now not for a long time, but when I actually moved into my home, there's something about having your own home. When I see a sign that says apartment homes, I'm like, no, not so much. A home is something that I think that you actually tangibly own. And whether or not a condo certainly, but there's condo associations or a townhome. But something that you own, there's a feeling that you have with it, Karen Levine.
Well, part of that is the feeling of pride, the pride of ownership, and having the ability to make it your own. When you're renting, you're limited. You're being controlled by your landlord as far as what you can and cannot do with that property. And home ownership affords you that freedom. It affords you the opportunity to paint the walls the color that you want and put in flooring that you like and change out, you know, the kitchen. So it's a situation and a privilege that we have in America to be homeowners. And with that comes the ability to create wealth in that investment vehicle. So not only do you get awesome shelter that is your own, but you also get the opportunity for appreciation and for, over time, paying off your mortgage, which gives you equity over time, which then creates wealth. So it's an awesome vehicle for so many things, and we really just want to continue to preserve home ownership in our nation because that's really what has created the wealth of this nation.
Well, and that is how the middle class has created a lot of wealth. And there's two components that I think are so important, and that is home ownership and also small businesses. Tomorrow is going to be Small Business Saturday. We encourage people to go out and do their Christmas shopping, support small businesses here in America, because those two things, home ownership and the entrepreneurial small business part of America, is the two things that have really allowed everyday people to create wealth for themselves. It's the property rights that's inherent in the American idea, Karen Levine.
You couldn't have said it better, Kim, and I just really encourage all your listeners to pick a favorite small business on Saturday and go spend a little money there, whether that's buying a gift for the upcoming Christmas holiday, taking advantage, you know, of that opportunity. I know my sister here in Texas, before she moved here, she and her husband owned a liquor store in Eagle, Colorado, and Saturday, Small Business Saturday, was a really important day of revenue for them. And so we always encourage our friends and family to do business with small business, especially on Small Business Saturday.
And I encourage people to do business with my valued partners. Without them, or with them, we bring this show to you on a regular basis. Karen Levine, we've been friends for over 30 years. I know that you are the professional that you are. I highly recommend that when people are thinking about buying or selling their home, to give you a call, or if people are looking at a new build, have you on their side of the table. And I so thank you for your partnership. I'm very grateful for that.
Well, Kim, it is a pleasure and a privilege to get to be a part of your show. And I just encourage people, if they have any questions about buying or selling, that they would reach out to me. I am a resource for them. If they don't have the knowledge, they can't make good decisions, and hopefully I can be that knowledge source for them and give them some direction in making those housing decisions.
And you can reach Karen Levine at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516. You have a great weekend, Karen.
Thank you. You too, Kim.
Hey, Jason McBride over at Presidential Wealth Management. I've heard on Wall Street, the man who cannot change his mind will soon have no change to mind.
Well, I would agree with that. That was said by William Ginn, who was a technical analyst from 1878 through 1955. You know, another guy who maybe said it more succinctly was Will Rogers, and he said, even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. And I think both of those quotes make an awful lot of sense, especially when you're investing. Nothing continues to go in one direction forever, and nothing that's good stays good forever. And while we should have a long-term perspective while we invest, that doesn't mean that you never make changes, or that if part of your investments that were doing well start to do poorly, it doesn't mean you can't make changes and adjustments while still having a long-term overall perspective.
So it's important to probably not just look at this every day, every minute. But I think what you're saying is more of a kind of a disciplined approach to looking at things, correct?
Yeah, I think discipline is a good word, and also a realistic approach. Some of the biggest losses that you're ever going to have are when logic goes away, and now you're just hoping and praying that something's going to change. That's where your biggest losers come from. Bottom line, sometimes you need to sell. Sometimes you might even need to sell at a small loss and move on.
Okay, that's probably pretty hard for people to do. So if folks would like to have another set of eyes to take a look at, you know, the very important part of their life, their nest egg, the folks over at Presidential Wealth Management can really help out with that. Phone number is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. And the whole group over there can help you with anything. And it's really important to plan for the future. So thank you so much, Jason McBride.
Thanks, Kim.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there as well. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com and go over to Facebook and give us a like. In studio with me is my friend Marshall Dawson. He is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North. We're talking about gratitude. And Marshall, we have some of our colleagues on the line.
That's right, we do. And right out of the box, we have somebody I know will be speaking on gratitude in a great way, and that's Bradley Beck.
Brad, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Marshall. It's a great day to be alive and be in Colorado.
That it is.
So I wanted to share with you folks a little bit about an experience I had with gratitude. Not too long ago, a couple years ago, I had an invitation by Headmaster Bob Schaefer over at Liberty Commons High School to speak to his students. And there was about 600 students and teachers and all kinds of parents in this big auditorium, and Bob asked me to speak on gratitude. You know, there at the Liberty Commons, they teach the virtues of temperance and prudence and justice and fortitude, and gratitude being one of them. So I kind of scratched my head and thought, well, how can I share with them some stories that have to do with gratitude? And one that I remember growing up as a kid was about an old farmer who planted apple trees and seedlings on his property. And his neighbor came up to the fence line and said, "Oh, Bob, what are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm planting these seedlings here in my property." And the old friend said, "Hey, you know, those seedlings aren't going to bear fruit for years. You'll be long gone." He said, "That's okay. I know I had taken the opportunity to eat the fruit of those trees that were planted way before from people who knew that they wouldn't be around, and I thought I would do the same thing and plant some trees today so those in the future can enjoy the fruit." And it got me thinking about all the things that the giants that came before us, our forefathers who got on boats and came across the ocean to establish a new life in a place where freedom and liberty reigned. And I'm so grateful for all of my relatives coming to this great country. And it reminds me of a non-denominational blessing that said, help us remember the rich American past, which we have inherited, and keep us ever mindful of the great American future that we must ensure. May the cherished memory of leaders past who guide our actions inspire us to live lives worthy of remembrance. And to all those who serve on our military around the world, our police and firefighters, to all those nurses and doctors on the front line fighting this virus, and to all the women and men of business who trade value for value, and all your listeners, and to you both, may you all be blessed. In gratitude, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, Brad Beck. Wow. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. That was truly inspiring. And that's Brad Beck. He is one of the co-founders of Liberty Toastmasters. Brad Beck, you have helped so many people find their voices, be able to communicate, and be able to listen. Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving, Brad. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I really love that story, because so many things that we should show gratitude for, we can't ever possibly say thank you to those people who made that happen.
And how we do it, Marshall, is we protect it and we pass it on to the next generation.
Yes, that's right.
Who's our next guest?
Next up is one of the club members from the Denver Club, and that's Rick Rome. Hey, good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for having us on this wonderful Thanksgiving weekend.
Hopefully you had a lot of turkey.
Well, I'm going for pheasant this year, so I would be happy to exchange that.
Okay. What's your thoughts on gratitude, Rick?
You know, Tim, for all the complaining that I've heard about the year 2020, for me it was a pretty good year. And I have to say so, because for the first time in over 30 years, I was actually able to take a summer off. I haven't had any responsibilities through a summer since I was in junior high school. And it gave me an opportunity to really reflect on the things that are important to me, faith, family, country, all of those types of things. But I also learned a lesson from earlier in say, 2008 to the Obama administration, and also taking a lesson from Dennis Prager, where I was able to get my debt down and get my obligations to a place where I was able to enjoy the summer and actually take advantage of it in a way that made sense. Most of the problems that I faced were, in fact, first world problems. I mean, despite all the fear and the mongering that was out there, I had to fix a refrigerator, car problems, those types of things. And with the exception of the coronavirus, very few things that I was addressing in my life had anything to do with life and death. And even with the Chinese manufactured virus, it was a 99%+ survival rate in virtually every single demographic, even early on in the virus before we had the opportunity to understand the therapeutics to treat it. It taught me a pretty valuable lesson. Uncertainty is not necessarily despair, although it can be a contributing factor. And every single one of us has been surrounded with that uncertainty. How are we going to get our kids educated? Are we going to have a job? All of those questions. And fear doesn't necessarily equate directly to loss. Even with the mask mandates and our illustrious governor spreading his fear everywhere he can and allowing the thugs in the street to go ahead and assault peaceful protesters, peaceful with riots and assault, fear is only exactly what it is. It's a fear. The thing I'm most grateful for, though, Tim, is it's given me the opportunity to see a path forward. Even with the presidential election doing what it's doing with all the questions surrounding the legality of it, we had some wins, and we are winning in the arena of ideas. We had 15 of the 17 seats in Congress that we needed to take back to take control of the House of Representatives. That puts the Speaker McCarthy within striking distance of the speakership to dethrone Nancy, even if the Democrats control the Congress. But we have to be careful about that, too, because we are winning in these arenas. We are winning with our ideas. We've got them on their heels, and they're dangerous when they're on their heels, and we see that as it plays out throughout the summer. One of the things I think that's part of the path forward, though, is we're not doing it alone. And we have organizations out there, such as the Independence Institute, who hosts our meetings. We have organizations like the Leadership Program of the Rockies, who was the brain, who created the brainchild for Liberty Toastmasters. And, of course, we have our Liberty Toastmasters group. You know, just as a plug for our group, our next meeting is December 5th. And for those who aren't familiar with it, our theme is Persuasion is Power. And to be a leader, you must be an effective communicator. And that's how we're winning, Tim. That's the way that we're doing it. And I am so grateful for that opportunity.
I am grateful as well, Rick Rome, and grateful for Liberty Toastmasters helping people get their voices. Thank you so much. Wish you and your family just a very blessed Thanksgiving week.
And lots of birds.
And lots of birds, for sure. Marshall, who's our next guest?
Kim, our next guest is one of our club members in Longmont, and it's Terry Goon. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I don't know that I can overstate what Rick just said. He was perfect. As far as my thankfulness is concerned, there's a lot to be thankful for, just God and family and being in this country. With COVID, you know what? Think of the technology. I am grateful for all of the technology that has allowed at least a big chunk of our economy to continue to roll along in spite of the lockdowns. I'm grateful to people who have inserted themselves into the election process, whether they be judges or poll watchers, those who are actually keeping track of things, even as we're in the midst of chaos right now. I'm very, very grateful for those people who are spending time with that. I'm grateful that close to 73 million people have voted for no socialism. And actually, there's probably a big chunk of Biden supporters who also don't approve of socialism. They just didn't like Trump. There's a huge chunk of society that's saying, you know what? No, that's a bridge too far. I'm grateful for eyes opening and recognizing that we don't need to lock down social media. We can just move to other social media or drop it all together. Who the heck cares? It's not, they don't own us. People are moving over to Parler or MeWe or wherever, changing out news sources, things like that, because they're recognizing that lies of omission count as well. I am grateful for Toastmasters. It's a great organization teaching people how to speak up and you giving us the opportunity to do so on your radio show. So that's fantastic too. So thank you for that. And we are incredibly blessed to be living in a first world country where food is not something we need to worry about, food and shelter.
Terry Goon, one other thing that I was very thankful for as I am coming into the studio every morning is the trucks, the trucking industry that is bringing all of these food and other products to our markets. There's so much to be thankful for. And I tell you what, Marshall, these fellow Liberty Toastmasters are really giving me a lot of hope. I love it.
They're doing pretty good. And, you know, Terry mentioned the poll watchers and election judges and things like that. I look at the team that we have in place right now that are going into Boulder County, into the clerk's office, and it is just so amazing. I mean, ordinary Americans who want to take part in ensuring that we have, you know, fair and safe elections, I cannot begin to say how grateful I am for those people who are doing that work.
Most definitely. And so Terry Goon, that was just fantastic as well. Marshall Dawson, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with some more of our fellow Liberty Toastmasters. This is Kim Munson. Stay tuned.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Happy Thanksgiving week. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter, and you'll get first look at all of the upcoming guests and most recent podcasts. go over to Facebook and give us a like. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. I love hearing from you. In studio with me is my friend. He is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North, Marshall Dawson. This is great, isn't it?
This is a lot of fun. Yeah, thanks for having me here.
I tell you, there's so much to be grateful for, and I kind of gotten bogged down as we've gone through the year here. So this is a great subject. We're talking about being grateful. Marshall, who's our next guest?
Well, our next guest is Greg Morrissey. Good morning, Greg. What are your thoughts on gratitude?
Good morning. My thoughts on gratitude this morning is I'm glad to live in the USA. We live through challenging times, but the thing I love, being involved with, who I'm involved with, the Boulder County Republicans, how we sat down, we watched our vote process and certification going through yesterday. I'll be making some phone calls there this morning to make sure that process is completed. But the fact that people, men and women, are interested, watching, paying attention, and caring, this is what this country is all about. What we have got, we have to work to hold. I have a great gratitude from being with those people who have that tenacity, have that love, have that want for this to stay the USA.
Greg Morrissey, you have immigrated to the United States, so you have a real appreciation for the American idea.
Yes, I do. After coming from Australia to here, and then I see that Australia is kind of copying the USA right now, heading kind of the same direction. The press doesn't tell you that, but when I speak to my family, they tell me that. They see what's going on over here, and even if you look at some of the comments that the Australian press are making about what's happening in the USA, it's very, very encouraging.
And why did you come to the United States, Greg Morrissey?
I met a lady from over here when I was over here in the military. Australia and America have a very tight, close relationship. Australia purchased much of their military equipment and hardware from the USA, and at that particular time, they were purchasing warships. I was over here training on a brand new warship at the time, learned how to maintain it, operate it, and then take it back and put it in service in Australia. And in that training process, I met a lady from over here, so I got married and immigrated over here.
And do you like being are you a U.S. citizen now?
Oh, yes. I've been through the entire process.
Okay. And what kind of the last thought, what would you like to leave with our listeners regarding becoming a U.S. citizen?
In becoming a U.S. citizen, the thing I found most important, especially going through the process, is get to know your history and how the USA got to be where it is today. And look at the sacrifices, the great work, the great, like the Constitution. We're a constitutional republic. That Constitution is still valid today. I think the Constitution should be taught in high schools. You shouldn't be able to graduate high school unless you pass a test on the Constitution.
I think that's a great place to start. Greg Morrissey, thank you so much.
Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. See ya. You know, I've known Greg for a few years now, and he's the real deal. He's genuine. He's true U.S. right now.
He is the real deal. In fact, I find it so interesting. Many times, immigrants to the United States who become citizens sometimes are more fervent about the American idea than we take it for granted.
Absolutely.
Okay, Marshall, who's our next guest?
Well, our next guest is Lisa Carnahan from the Denver Club. Good morning, Lisa. What are your thoughts on gratitude?
Good morning, Kim and Marshall. Great to talk with you. This has been a tough year, 2020, and the jokes are going around definitely on memes on Facebook with people having to deal with COVID and the seriousness of having an illness or with the shutdowns that have been a response to that. So it's been a tough year, but I think it is important, and I've been reminded by online communities and the strength of the groups that I'm participating in, like Liberty Toastmasters, of having so much to be grateful for. I think, you know, Greg was right to point out, you know, what a great country America is. We have so much freedom. There's still so much that we can pursue and do. I think during the shutdowns, I was very grateful for all of the people who are in business and provide different kinds of food that you can have, so I could still go out and go to many different kinds of ethnic restaurants and have a wonderful sensual experience with different kinds of foods and trying to keep all those people in business. On the disappointing side, my Zumba teacher was not able to teach Zumba, and she instead taught yoga in the park and made us, you know, survived the summer of 2020 COVID and made us T-shirts for being able to do yoga in the park. So that was something that was fun and something that I appreciated. It was a little bit different than what I expected, but I think you have to, at times where things are a struggle, to embrace still the positive things that give you value in your life. And I think it really increased the amount of affection and appreciation that I have for the groups that I am a part of, the people who I can still share my values with and who get me excited about going out there every day and doing what I do in my life. I guess I've also had a lot of time alone, so I'm reading more, so that's a great thing. Or I've been able to discover new shows on Netflix. I started watching something called Stranger Things that had a lot of 80s nostalgia. So I was raised in the 80s, so that was something that I could embrace. And then I also started shopping online, which was fun. So people always talk about snail mail, but at a time when you're spending a lot of time at home, you appreciate something arriving in the mail. It's something exciting and wonderful to look forward to. So there are other things I've taken advantage of as well. Friends have had online businesses, and I was able to support them. So there was a lot for me to be, or there is currently a lot for me to be grateful for, and try to focus on those things, because otherwise you can get kind of down.
Lisa, I always love to hear your perspective on things, and there is a lot to be grateful for. Blessings abound. Thank you so much. You and I are friends. I don't know, how long have we known each other now? 6-7 years?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's been a while.
Approaching a decade.
For sure. And Lisa is a member of Liberty Toastmasters Denver, and we would welcome you guys, any of you listeners out there, to be guests. Lisa, blessings to you and your family.
Thank you so much.
Marshall Dawson, I so appreciate you being in studio. And this has been a shot in the arm for me. I really needed this show on being grateful.
Well, you stole my thunder. I was going to say that I'm grateful for you letting me be here.
Well, and this is, Liberty Toastmasters is a partner of mine. And it's important to me to help others. Brad Beck, who's one of the co-founders of Liberty Toastmasters, has worked to help people find their voices, be able to listen. And the fact that I buy my airtime, I produce the show, that I have the flexibility to do this, this is a really unique opportunity for people to get to call in and share their views like we do with Liberty Toastmasters. It's my honor to make it happen.
Oh, thanks. And yeah, Brad is one of those people that we can never repay, right?
Right. And when we talk about America, and I think that Greg Morrissey alluded to this, but we stand on the shoulders of giants. That is why we need to understand our history. And when you understand history, our history isn't perfect, but this ideal, Marshall, that we have in America, this ideal that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And as Calvin Coolidge said, is if all men are created equal, then that is final. And those ideals are something to be so grateful for. And those visionaries that put that down on paper, we stand on the shoulders of giants. We have a responsibility now, Marshall, to take that and pass that on to the next generation.
I agree. It's so easy to sit back and say that the actions that I might take aren't really going to make a difference. But in reality, they will. We have an obligation to take those forward.
We do have an obligation to do that, and I think it was Brad that mentioned our military. My other show, America's Veteran Stories, I'm bringing over to KLZ 560 at the beginning of 2021, and I've interviewed over 140, 150 World War II veterans, and when I say that we stand on the shoulders of giants, I look at our military, and they've been willing to give their last full measure of devotion so that we can be the land of the free, home of the brave. And I am so grateful to them for that as well. So Marshall Dawson, we've got just about a minute left. What's the final thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
The final thought, if you're anything like me, you struggle sometimes to realize what it is that you need to be grateful for. We've talked about things that we can't repay, but there are lots of little things also. So I'll issue a challenge to the listeners. At the end of each year, go back through. Most of us live our lives on our phones, on our Facebook feeds, maybe it's Instagram. Go back through and look at those things that you've done throughout the year and find those magic moments. Find the records of the people that you've come into contact with, the good times that you've had. 2020 has not all been what we say 2020 is. Think about, we had the LPR retreat at the Broadmoor. We had some really good times this year before all the COVID started and all the rioting started. So at the end of the year, find those, write them down, and then you can go back and reflect on them. And you can go back and reflect on them, you know, later on in 2021. Those are things that we can be grateful for. And you can usually go through and, you know, thank those people who are involved and recognize their contribution to your life.
That is great advice, Marshall Dawson. Thank you so much for being in studio.
Thanks, Kim.
Okay, and be sure and go to Toastmasters.org. Put in Liberty Toastmasters. You'll get the information on both Liberty Toastmasters Denver and Liberty Toastmasters North. Our quote for today is from the founder of Toastmasters, Ralph Smedley. He said, "A speech without a specific purpose is like a journey without a destination." So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you. God bless America.